Right, Gal, let's get to you. This has been quite the summer. You've training for a boxing event. How the hell do you train for a bout and do a rugby league preseason at the same time?
Yeah, it's been tough, mate, to be honest, but it's been really good. I'm feeling really fit and strong, and basically I do all my rugby league during the day and boxing in the afternoon or at night, so it's fitting quite well. You know, a lot of the boys, especially the forwards, are doing a lot of extra fitness after training or have to do an extra fitness session, whether it be cardio or run on the field. So basically they've kept me out of that because they know I'm doing my boxing in the afternoon.
It wasn't a good year last year, and we know the reasons why. You didn't have your coach. It all went wrong. Are the players having to do these extras because they let themselves go a little bit last year?
No, we've got a whole new training. We've got a new trainer, a whole new staff there, and they've just come in and changed things up, and we're training really, really hard. All Sharks fans should. Look, I'm sure all 16 clubs are training really, really hard, but it's probably the hardest preseason I've had for a long, long time. Everyone's very fit, very strong at the moment. So, look, as I said, all 16 teams are probably doing a similar thing, but you know, things are looking okay at the moment.
How's Ben Barber going?
Mate, he's going really good, I've got to say. I've been quite impressed, especially with his work ethic. He works really, really hard. He doesn't shirk any work.
Okay, how's Shane Flanagan going? From an outsider looking in, and I haven't spoken to him for a long, long time, I would imagine he could be a bit scarred by the whole experience.
Oh, look, well, if he is, you know, I'm sure all of us are a bit of a but if he is, he's not showing it, to be honest, especially at training. He's come back in. He's got a real positive attitude. You know, he's known as a bit of a crank around town, and he hasn't been that at all to the players. He's got a lot of us in. We had a meeting yesterday, senior players and a lot of junior players in, just on how training's going, how we think we can improve things. So all in all, the start to the preseason has been good.
What is a par score for the Sharks this year? Obviously, you're trying to win the comp. Every team's trying to win the comp. But what result can you look at and go, all right, that's actually for our squad and where we're at, that's actually a fair result?
I think we should make the semis. I really do. I think if you look at our team on paper, we've got a good squad there. And I think, look, so much is going to come down to what Ben Barber, Jeff Robson, our fullback, and Mick Ennis can do. You know, if they can lead us around the park and set some tries up, you know, I think we can make the top eight, that's for sure. And you know, we'll see what happens if we can get there. But I certainly want to play semi-final football.
Has Ennis had much influence yet? I imagine once he's in the game, he's going to be so influential with just the way he plays the game. But has he had an effect at this stage?
Yeah, definitely, mate. I can't praise the bloke enough. I've played with him before at Origin level. Didn't know him too well, but I can't speak highly of him. I did a story on him last weekend or the weekend before, and his leadership around training, the way he talks to the other blokes, the way he goes up and just talks to youngsters and on his own, I think it's outstanding. And I've said before, the Bulldogs are such a strong club. I can't believe they let a player like him go. He's going to be so good for us, so good for me personally, and really looking forward to playing with him.
Now, this fight night, it's on next Saturday. You and Sonny Bill are on the same card, but you're not fighting each other. This is put together by Channel 9, which is it's a whole new thing where Channel 9's the promoter, I gather, and it's on Gem, I think. I think that's where it is, where they've got a whole, you know, they've got an all-star commentary team. This is a sort of a new thing. We haven't had boxing on free-to-air for at least a couple of decades. What's the end game here? This is not a one-fight deal.
Oh, well, I'm not. Look, the end game for me, and I don't know where Sonny's at, but the end game for me is to try and fight Sonny Bill, really. And I mean, it's been spoken about for a couple of years now. Now I'm sort of getting a little bit more experience, but at the end of the day, I have to keep winning. There's no point looking in 12 months down the track and, you know, wanting to fight Sonny Bill in 12 months' time if I go out next weekend and don't beat Randall Ray. He's the only person I'm worried about at the moment. And you know, once I get through him, I'll be concerned about later in the year.
Now, who's this fella, Randall Ray? You were telling me an MMA guy.
Yeah, he's come from MMA, so he's got a good record there. He's had 8 fights, and I think he's won 7 of them. And I've heard he used to do some amateur boxing. I'm not 100% sure on that, but he's had 1 boxing fight and won that one too. So he's got some fight experience. But obviously, as I said, Dan, I'm going there. I'm planning to win.
Got to have your gloves up. You got to protect that cut above your nose.
Keep my hands up this time. I'll be right.